This week, in episode 62, we have...
Me, not Tom.
What apps do you have?
Number one's IMDb.
Yeah.
You just have to have IMDb.
Yeah.
I cannot sit through a film and then go, who was that person, and not have the ability to look the film up, find the actor.
I feel like everyone does that.
Taste testing 70s crystals.
We're doing chemistry.
We are doing chemistry. See, these are meant to make fizzy versions of these drinks. No soda stream, no gas, nothing. It's all in the crystals.
This is going to give us terrible gas because this is going to keep fermenting inside us.
Well, I'm going to tell you now, it smells amazing.
Pingu has a banned episode.
It's got how many sets of teeth has it got?
Two sets of teeth in it.
Another of Tom's quizzes.
I know what it is.
Enjoy the show.
Welcome back to the Variety Show with me, Tom, and...
Me, not Tom.
Hello, not Tom. I'm not going to use your name at all in this episode.
How's it going?
I'm not even going to live up to that one, so sorry, Rob. But yeah, I'm not too bad, mate. How are you?
Yeah, good, I think. Yeah, good.
Good. Any rants this week?
You know what? I was thinking of something on the way here.
Right.
Oh, I've forgotten about it, so here we are.
Oh, well, it's a great rant. Great
rant.
Well,
it wasn't really
well
a rant.
Done.
I think it was just something I wanted to talk about, and it's gone. So, you know.
Oh, fair enough.
If it comes back to me in the middle of a section, then I'll just interrupt the section and just go.
Oh, fair enough. Well, let's move on.
The boys share their favorite apps in a section that, for once, might be useful to other people.
Right, so today I wanted us to actually do something that we don't normally do on the show, which is maybe be helpful to people.
Nah.
Oh, okay then. We'll hang up.
Next segment.
Nope, not happening. We are going to do this. So, we are in the world of mobile phones, tablets, blah, 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 and apps.
Mm-hmm.
And apps are everywhere. And yeah, you get the common apps. I mean, everyone remembers, if you had an iPhone, that is, the first few iPhones that came out, and the first few versions of iOS, eBay was one of the included applications. So was YouTube. It wasn't one that you downloaded. It is now. But out of the doors, they were just installed from scratch. And the app market has just expanded. Now, I know you're an Android person. I'm an iOS person. I know the Android app market is massive in comparison to iOS.
Massively full of shit.
Well, that's one of the problems, isn't it? It is full of a lot of dodgy stuff. That's not to say iOS isn't, but I was thinking, what apps do I actually use that I think might be useful to people? So I'm happy to go first on this one. I've kind of got three sections. I've got movies.
Okay.
I've got games.
Mm-hmm.
And then I've got a random four. So I'm just going to call it random.
Oh, I just made a list.
Oh, fair enough.
Whatever came to my head. I didn't put them in order.
Fair enough. Well, I'm going to go first. And I'm going to go for the movie stuff. Now, there's three apps that I install every time.
Mm-hmm.
Number one's IMDb.
Yeah, of course.
You just have to have IMDb.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I cannot sit through a film and then go, who was that person, and not have the ability to look the film up, find the actor.
I feel like everyone does that.
I'd like to think they do, but apparently not. Apparently
no.
It's annoying.
It's
like, no, I need to know.
It's great when you're using Prime because it's built into Prime, so you can just pause Prime and
or push the up, yeah, and it shows you. I can't
imagine
remember what
it's called. That all the time.
I love it. We're watching... there's a new CBB show called Piggy Builders that T adores. And the wolf, I know that voice.
Mm.
And I finally pinned it down to being Scoop from Bob the Builder.
So, yeah, it's all really incestual, those.
Oh, my God, yeah. Isn't it? Isn't it? But, so IMDb, no matter what, always gets installed. Now, the next two, one of these is going to be for all you parents out there. And one of these is just for anyone that struggles when they get told about a film.
Mm-hmm.
So the struggling about the film, just watch. Get that installed. And what it is a one-stop shop for you to type in a film, a TV series, and it will tell you, once you've set it up and you told it which streaming services you have, it will tell you, is that show on any of your streaming services? Is it available to buy? And where?
That's
all
a really
in one
good
place.
One. I'm writing that down.
Which I absolutely adore. Because the number of times someone will say, oh, well, you should really watch this film. It's like, what platform's it on? Oh, I don't know if it's on anything. So I'll jump on and type it into there and boom. Oh, it's currently free on Netflix, or you can buy it from Apple TV. It's like, brilliant. Okay, there you go. You click the links and it opens the app for you as well, which is nice. So that was a big app for me. I love that one to bits.
Yeah.
And then the parenting side, Common Sense Media. Now, without wanting to offend the Christians, I'm about to offend the Christians. it's a very Jesus site. It's a Christian-led company. It's a socially sourced webpage, so they get a lot of data from places like IMDb, but then parents and kids can put their own reviews up. But you can look up pretty much any film or TV show, and it will give you a list of things like, well, actually, you know what? Give me a...
K-pop Demon Hunters.
Right. I thought you might go for that one, funny enough. So, right. Okay. So,
I've asked you about this app recently, didn't I? Because I was trying to gauge a film, I think.
Yeah, that's exactly it. It's for anyone that wants to gauge a film that doesn't trust the BBFC and the ratings, especially Disney ratings.
I think I was asking you about Simpsons.
Yeah.
Wasn't I?
So yeah. K-pop Demon Hunters is rated a PG, and Common Sense Media says they recommend 10 plus.
Oh, so my four-year-olds probably.
And then this is it. It's a bit Christian morals are attached to some of it. But what you get is...
Scantily clad young Korean women singing songs about killing demons is against God's wishes. Oh my gosh.
Who would have known?
Oh dear.
But no, what you get is you get violence and scariness, language, sex, romance and nudity, products and purchases, drinking, drugs and smoking. And then it gives you drinking all those things that happen. So under drinking, drugs and smoking under K-pop, there's not present.
Oh, okay. I thought you were saying they were in.
No. So this is it. You get this for every
right.
film.
Sorry.
Products and purchases. So the world of K-pop, fans will be willing to do anything for their favorite band, blah, blah, blah. Sex and romance, female characters spew popcorn from their eyes.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, that's a really funny scene,
at the
actually.
Size of a boy's six-pack abs.
Yeah, it's a very funny scene.
Yeah, but you can understand why they've put it under that.
Yeah.
Language, idiot, stupid, jerk, suck, geez. And it's typically fairly good. If a film says cunt, it will say the word cunt appears in this film.
Mm-hmm.
So actually, there's been a few times where we've gone with Kate and said, we want to show you this film. It's a 12, you're 11. We've been a little bit harsh, maybe, compared to how we grew up, obviously.
My parents didn't care.
No, exactly. And we've looked at the language, and there's certain words we just won't let her have. It's like, we won't show her Mean Girls, for example. We know it's a 12, but there is just some really horrid stuff within Mean Girls. And as fun and good a film as Mean Girls is, we just don't think she'd be able to cope with a lot of the undertones for it. So there's that. And then you've got violence and scariness. So creepy scenes involve demons sucking up people. And I can't be bothered to read the rest of it. And obviously it then goes on to say about positive content as well. Well, diverse representations, positive messages, positive role models. And it gives you all of that too. So it's a really good place if you're a parent trying to work out, should I take my kid to see this film? If you ignore kind of the morals that sometimes it goes towards, it is a really useful thing just to go, oh, well, if that word turns up in it, not a chance are they watching it.
Yeah.
Or if that happens in it, then no, I don't want my child watching it, you know?
Mm.
So there's that's it. And then obviously you've got all the parent reviews, and then you've got the kid reviews.
Mm-hmm.
And the kids say, well, I think these are really cool, but I think it should only be this age that watches it. So it's novel. I quite like it.
Yeah.
Well, those are my first three apps. How about yourself?
As I said, I haven't put them in any kind of order. The thing is, I use most of the apps I use are like for work.
Yeah, fair enough.
If I'm, other than texting on my phone, I'm using YouTube, which is obvious, or TikTok, obviously, and then socials for the show.
Which, that's, let's face it, everyone uses, though.
Which is what everyone uses. So there's nothing new there.
I do have a social media app that we'll discuss later.
But, you know, even something like Google Notes, it sounds terrible. Like, I use that so much. I write everything on there. Every single thing I write down, I use Google Notes. All my scripts start in Google Notes. Anything for the show, anything for this show. I'm reading Google Notes right now.
Yeah, exactly.
I've got Google Notes written in Google Notes. I've got an inception of Google Notes in my hands.
I mean, if I was going to go down that route, then, by me, yeah, everything I do is in Apple Notes.
Yeah.
When it comes to this. So I know what you mean. A good note-taking app is highly important. Yeah. And Google just integrates with everything that you do. your account. It's then saved everywhere. So it makes sense, doesn't it?
Yeah. My one that I've, you know, I use a lot of, again, for work, so Ookla, speed test app.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Networks and Thing. It's really difficult to find a decent IP scanning app, and Thing is a good one. If you can get past the constantly trying to push its subscription service to you, which there's fucking no reason to do because it's free.
Yeah.
So sorry, really, mine are already boring. You know, I use...
No, you know what? Right. So you use speed test, okay, yeah. Which you use at Ookla, which is fine. There's another one that you should consider. Being in your line of business is with media, particularly, use Fast. Fast.com. Mm. And the reason I'd say use that is because it does its speed test on Netflix servers.
Well, Ookla does do a gaming and video streaming kind of thing too.
Oh, does it? Oh, okay. That's
very
cool.
New, though. That's new. It'll do extra tests. But yeah, so what's that one did you say?
Fast.com. It uses the Netflix servers. So, for example, at my place of work, we limit Netflix. Mm-hmm. To make sure people aren't just sat there watching it. So if you do Ookla speed test, yeah, you get like the 50 megabits down. You do Fast and you get 512 kilobits down.
Yeah. What other stuff I'm using a lot of smart home apps because that's what my industry is for my own house because so many because I have to have them to test them and stuff. I don't like a lot of them, but I have to have them. I have to use them. Really, the only ones that have any interest, Pocket Caster, you've got me into that. That's my.
So yeah, let's talk about that then. Pocket Casts.
Quickcast, that's it, not Podcaster.
Possibly the best podcast player I found, and I went through a fuckload of them. I mean, I started with Apple Podcasts again because it was the built-in one, and realizing that there are other. You don't always have to rely on the built-in app. So that's one of the key points of this is don't rely on the built-in apps. The Samsung ones, yeah, they're fine. The Google ones are 10 times better when it comes to Android. So Samsung Notes versus Google Notes, there's just no argument. Google wins. And it's same with podcast players. There's lots of built-in ones. You've got Spotify's one. You've got Good Pods, which is just atrocious. But Pocket Cast is just brilliant. And I think you can pay the premium cost if you really want, which I do, £17, I think it is, a year. And that gives you the PC version. But even without that, I could have just let that expire. I can walk into any of my rooms in the house and ask the dreaded A word, resume Pocket Casts, and it will just pick up whatever podcast I was listening to last from exactly the place I stopped and start playing. Mm-hmm. And then when I tell it stop, I get in the car, CarPlay comes on, I start Pocket Casts, and boom, exactly the right place, ready to go. It's just shit hot.
Yeah.
And it's a lovely interface as well for finding the episodes.
Yeah, it's nice.
I go to sleep listening to it. So I love the fact it's got playlists. So you can hold down your finger on them and select as many as you want and just say, yeah, play them in this order. And it does it.
Have you ever fallen asleep listening to us?
Yes.
That's going to drive you fucking nuts.
it's how I get my kink on.
Jem's lying next to us like, are you listening to yourself and Rob again? And like, yeah, I am. And she's like, oh.
I'm listening to Rob's sultry voice.
I don't think anyone's ever said that to me.
Okay. Very quickly then, games? Any games that you absolutely adore on yours?
Don't play games on my phone.
Oh, you see, I have poo games. Games that I will play when I'm going for a poo.
No, I've got games. I have the Game Pass for Android that I have on the... Because I've got the Google tablet now. I got it for us when we went to Canada.
Yeah.
Because our iPad is fucking ancient. Big crack down the screen and everything. So I got a new one. And I got the Game Pass for a year because it wasn't very expensive. It's actually really,
yeah, it's really
quite,
cheap
quite
for
well
Android. Yeah.
And he's got some games on it. I couldn't tell you what they were. I just went to his age bracket, 3 to 5, and just went, okay, that one doesn't look crap. That one doesn't look crap. That one's Hey, he was playing one the other day when we went to the beach. So the only time he's allowed that tablet is on a journey that's over an hour.
Right.
Then
okay,
the tablet
makes
is
sense.
Allowed to leave the house. Otherwise, he's not allowed to touch the tablet ever.
Fair enough.
And it's, I don't have a fucking clue what you're meant to do. One bit, he's got an anthropomorphized onion there, eyes and legs and arms, and it's got needles stuck in it. And he has to pick the needles out using the correct color, because there's different colored needles in the onion. And then you pull them all out and it's happy. And then the next scene, he's making an ice cream for a panda at an ice cream store. And then he goes, yay. And then fireworks come up and you pop all the fireworks. And then the next scene is like some other random thing that needs you to do interact with it, which is completely right. irrelevant to the ice cream that you just did. Like now you're making like a smoothie for a badger. And then you do all that. And then bubbles playing, you have to pop all the bubbles. And then it comes back again. And now you're doing dentistry work on some animal. I wish I could tell you what it was. I haven't got a fucking clue. But it was just like, oh, it's got nearly 5-star. The thing is, on Android, all of the reviews pretty much are botted. You can't 100%. Trust a single fucking review.
Well, same on iOS. You just can't. It's just crap, mate. It's crap. Very quickly then, my games just released Worms for iOS.
Oh, yeah.
Really good.
It must be quite small on a phone screen.
It's actually surprisingly good. I've got the New York Times games, so I got Wordle.
Oh, yeah.
And it's a mix of about 8 different games. And you know what? It's a great time killer.
They do one of those for computer games.
Yeah.
Wordle for games, yeah.
Solitaire, it's just a classic. Takes up time. Brilliant. A really good turn-based strategy game I have on mine called Slay. Okay. And it originated from Windows 95. And the bloke is still releasing it on new versions of operating systems.
Well, good on him. Is he making any money from it?
Yeah, he does. He makes a lot. He's still gets really high reviews. He's ended up in like game magazines for like this game because it's so, so good.
Called Slay.
Yeah, it's basically a really simple premise. You've got a map on screen that's lots of hexagons. You get allocated some hexagons at the start, and you've got to make your population take over the hexagons adjacent, and what you can do is start merging your soldiers to make stronger soldiers, and they can then take over or attack other soldiers to take over their spot. And the idea is to take over as much of the map as you can. That's the one before they've done it to you. It's really, really good. It's really well balanced. It's got a great an easy play system. Highly, highly, highly recommend it.
Here it is. I found it. Oh, it's free with my Play Pass subscription. There we go.
It is. So, yeah, get playing that. I think you're going to really enjoy
it. I clicked install on it. Go on then. I've clicked install. The first game on my phone that isn't on there specifically for tea. Oh, okay. I lied there. I do sometimes play Pokemon Go, and I sometimes play the Pokemon card game.
God, I haven't played Pokemon Go for ages.
I put that back on for when we're in America. I didn't tell you. So, this. Yeah, so. This is relevant to apps.
Right, okay.
The very first day, we went to a place called Disney Springs, which is basically a load of shops.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's the Rainforest Cafe, which is why we're there. And there's a Lego store there. So there were the two reasons why we went. I booked us a table at the Rainforest Cafe, which is this really cool restaurant. And you walk in, and it's like you're in a rainforest, and they've got animatronic animals all around it. Lots of fun.
Yeah.
Which T was scared of, but lots of fun. And I'm losing track of what I was saying. There was a lot of people there. And I was saying to my friends, like, we've been here many times before on proper holidays. Why are there so many people here? And why is everybody on their phones? Everyone was on their phones. Imagine walking through a really busy Harlequin at Christmas.
Yeah.
But every single person is looking at their phone. Ooh. It was the most surreal thing I've ever seen. I could not focus on anything. Even Randy was like, why is that person, what are they doing? Why is everyone, no one is walking, looking where they're walking.
And let me get, is there some sort of Pokemon that you can only
capture? I stopped someone
there
in the end. I went, I'm really sorry, but, and I think I accidentally picked the most socially awkward person on the planet. Because I saw someone and they had a Pokemon Go Fest t-shirt on. They're walking ahead of us. And I went, I'm so sorry. I've just seen your t-shirt. You must be into Pokemon. What is going on? Why is everybody looking at their phones? What was happening? And he said, oh, it's one of those Pokemon Go Fests. And for the next 2 hours, this area had been like selected as like a super spawn and extra shinies and eggs.
Yeah.
And every single person I've never, ever seen. It was like something out of like a Doctor Who episode.
Weird.
It was. I wish I took some photos or videos. It was so fucking surreal. I was like, what is happening?
Oh, that's brilliant.
And then that reminded me about Pokemon Go, and T always loved playing it. So there are a few times where we're in the queue for rides that were really long. I say, okay, look, 5 minutes, 10 minutes.
See if you can catch one.
Catch some Pokemon.
Sweet.
Word, yeah. So yeah, Pokemon, the two Pokemon games, the trading card game and the Pokemon Go, they are on my phone.
Okay. Final two then from me before we move on, because this was only this was only meant to be a 10-minute section.
Oh, sorry, I've got
It's 18 minutes now. Yeah. right, my final two then, calorie counter by Nutritrek. Anyone that's getting into wanting to lose weight, because I'm a fat fuck, it's brilliant. It's just so much easier than any of the all the others are. We've got AI now and we want to plan new exercise and we're gonna tell you what to eat. This just you can scan any food in the UK and it's pretty much got it in its database.
Yeah, I got my
and it allows me to track my water. And it tells me how many calories I've got left. It tells me how my exercise has gone or helped my calories. It's super simple. Yeah. So that's one. And Buffer, the one I said about social media.
Oh, yeah, I've got Buffer.
Get Buffer. If you've got more than one social media account for, let's say, a podcast like us, you get Buffer. You put all your social media accounts into there. You can have three for free. And then you can just basically put one post there and it will send it out to all three for you. Really good app, worth it.
I use that for all social media.
Yeah, I schedule an entire week's worth of reminders to listen to the show via
That's what
it.
I do.
So
when it,
Buffer is really important to
whenever
me.
You see the untitled socials come out with a trailer or guest the intro, that's been buffered probably a fortnight beforehand.
Fair enough.
The last one I've got is Proton VPN.
Completely that's the free VPN.
Android
yep.
VPN. I've been using it for a while to kind of see what's going on Netflix and stuff in the other countries. The thing is with it is I don't pay, so it automatically chooses a country. Normally chooses Poland for me, oddly.
Yeah.
And then you can tell it to change server, but you can only do it a couple of times and you've got to wait for a certain amount of time. So if you want to specifically go to like America, you've got to be lucky or you've got to do a swap. Wait, and then it's random. But there's only like five or six it chooses from.
But it's not actually, if I've looked at the price for Proton before, it's actually,
pardon
me, very reasonable compared to things like NordVPN.
I might actually pay for it now because of all this stuff they've got now about wanting to your IDs
and
stuff.
The Online Safety Act, ladies and
gents. I don't want to give my details. Because it's going to private companies. It's not going to our government.
It's going to companies that are processing data that is not within Europe or the UK, which is a problem. It shouldn't
I know
be
that my data goes everywhere, and I'm quite aware. I don't need anybody fucking messaging me about it.
No, but we don't need it going.
But I don't need
on purpose
my passport scanned and my driving license scanned, a full face image of me scanned. Sent to a private company abroad to have a data breach, which has already happened to like two companies.
You're correct.
Where British citizens have had their fucking driver's licenses completely taken.
Yeah.
I don't fucking need that.
No.
So
I agree. Proton VPN, absolutely banger. Right. 21 minutes. Oops.
What? Crystals that make a fizzy drink? Coca-Cola giving us a full fat new flavor? What is this witchcraft?
We are back for a taste test, and Rob has no idea what I'm doing. It looks like I'm doing a bit of crystal meth at the moment.
It looks like you're getting out little... Do you remember those old boxes of cereal when you get like four, and like the Kellogg's one and a Rice Krispies one?
Yeah, they were amazing, but no one
ever ate
them.
You get them in hotels, don't you? It's like, that looks like what you're doing. You're preparing little bags of those.
No. So, I'm one of these boring people that listen to LBC.
I quite like LBC.
Yeah. And I was listening to it the other day, and a woman went on and said, do you remember something called Cremola foam?
No, they do get a few crackheads on LBC.
Oh, though. My God, do they? And they get a few conspiracy theorists as well. And I do quite like it because often James O'Brien gets really angry with them.
He gets angry with everybody.
He does get angry with everyone. But anyway, she said, do you remember Cremola foam?
Nah.
And he said, no, I don't. And she said, I think it's being made again. And what it is, it's a product that I believe, and feel free to correct me if I'm wrong, ladies and gents, existed before SodaStream.
Okay.
So these three here, we have cola, we have cherry, and we have iron brew.
This is really good choices.
We put two teaspoons into a glass and half fill it with water. And what it's meant to do is make a fizzy drink.
We're doing chemistry.
We are doing chemistry. So these are meant to make fizzy versions of these drinks. No soda stream, no gas, nothing. It's all in the crystals.
This is going to give us terrible gas because this is going to keep fermenting inside us.
Well,
and we're
it smells. I'm going to tell you now, it smells amazing.
Okay.
It literally smells like a Mr. Freeze cola.
Okay. So this is a cola one. You're just popping two spoonfuls.
I'm doing two spoonfuls and all the little nuggets falling out. Oh, no, I pushed that back in. That's fine.
That sounds gross.
I'm very sorry. I'm trying to do this at an angle so I can stay talking.
And keep the water away from the
And keep the water away machines. From everything. So I'm filling it up. There doesn't seem to be any fizz at the moment.
Okay.
Let me just
Has it gone a funny colour?
It has gone a funny colour. So let me just say, so Cremola foam, effervescent, sweetened crystals. Shake well, add 2 teaspoons in half glass water, stir well. So that's what I've done. I've added 2 teaspoons.
You've not yet stirred it.
Oh, that's a good sound.
That's very ASMR. I like that.
I'm stirring it. There doesn't seem to be any...
I don't hear any fizzing.
I don't hear any fizzing. I wonder if this is going to be disappointing. Smell-wise, it's cola.
Mm-hmm.
There is no fizz to that at all. Here we go. And it's actually quite grim as well.
Oh, it smells like cola.
Panda Pop Cola.
It smells like it. Absolutely smells it like it.
Absolutely smells like it, definitely.
Okay, let's give it a little taste.
I'm a bit disappointed that there's no fizz. Maybe I put too much water in it. I don't know.
Oh, it doesn't taste very nice.
It doesn't taste very nice,
does it?
There's
a very hint.
A very hint?
Just at the start on your tongue, there's a little crackling feeling. Like those sweets.
Oh, little
But it's on the tip of your tongue rather than on the back, which is what a pop rock does. The taste is quite unpleasant. I'm going to say it's slimy. That it's got a slimy texture. It smells exactly how it should. Tastes unlike how it should.
Yeah, well, I'm mixing up the cherry one at the moment.
One shan't be partaking in any more of that one. Which one's this one?
This is the cherry one.
Okay.
It's gone a lovely kind of shade of red. This has got a lot more bubbles to it.
Okay, cool.
But that might just be because I've stirred it.
Give it a whiff.
I nearly put it to my ear, which I've got currently.
Your headphones on.
Again, really nice smell of cherry. Cherry drops or cherryade. Again, no fizz to it at all.
Your face then. You had a real unpleasant face on there.
No, it...
Cherry.
We'll go through... I'll explain what I'm thinking in a moment.
It's very strong cherry.
I'm going to explain what I'm thinking in a moment, but I think you'll probably agree when I tell you it. But
that one doesn't really taste like much at all.
Yeah, it's a bit lacking, isn't it? It's not got as much flavour as I would like it to.
It's just tasting like flavoured water.
Well, I don't even think it's getting to flavoured water.
Like, though, you're just doing
it?
Powder rather than putting squash in it. That's essentially so far.
Yeah, I mean, I'm disappointed by the fact that it's labelled as effervescent. It's really not. It's there has been no fizz in the slightest for me to this.
Are you doing something wrong?
I don't think so. I've given it a shake. I'm giving it a good stir. I've put 2 spoons. I've even only done half a water. And nothing. There's no fizzing. There's no popping. The bags were sealed. They're within date. They've got like 2 years on the shelf life. So it's not like this is stuff from the 70s.
Where did you get them from?
One of these online shops, which, by the way, next episode, from the same shop, Mexican Fanta.
Oh, nice.
I have never seen something this orange.
I bet
it's more
nice.
Orange than Trump.
I bet it'll be nice.
Again, smells of Iron Brew, this one. Mm-hmm. And, oh, okay. You know what? It's still not fizzy.
Okay.
But there is definitely more of a flavour to that one than the other two. The cola had a very odd, I wouldn't say it's cola. I mean, for all I know, maybe if I put 3 spoons into it, I mean, I'm sure it says teaspoon, unless this is where it says use tablespoon. No, teaspoon.
That had a texture to it. This one has a texture.
Yeah.
A rougher texture, almost like bubbles, like it's gone flat.
Yeah. Well, you know, all right. So while you're tasting that, I'll tell you exactly what all three of these remind me of.
I mean, I like Iron Brew. It kind of does taste like Iron Brew, but it's a bit odd.
Yeah, it tastes like iron brew, but odd. But all of these have that same texture and that same mouthfeel as dissolvable vitamins or dissolvable aspirin.
Yeah, they do.
Except those tend to actually have a fizz.
They do.
But that has the same mouthfeel. All of those immediately, 2 point, where's the fizz? I'm just rating all three of them.
I'm
going to
put
exactly
all three together. Yeah. Two point, a bit slimy. In order, iron brew at the top, cola, cherry.
I'd go iron brew, cherry, cola.
I just think at least the cola one, even though I didn't like it, tasted like something. I don't think the cherry one had enough flavour. They all smelt exactly
yeah, they smell
what you
like
think
you'd
they
want
smell
them
like.
To smell like.
They
That's
smell
the thing.
Correct. That if we're going on smell alone, there are 5 point spot on. You know, if we're going to go by smell, but if we're adding the taste to it, they immediately drop.
Yeah, exactly. Well, we've this sped through this like, because right? We are trying to kind of claw back some time, but. Let's do this final one, and that didn't go over the mic at all, so sorry, everybody. We have new Coke Lime, and it's full sugar, so I'm only going to have a sip of this because diet, lucky me.
That means I get to have a lot of it.
Oh, I'm very disappointed that I can't have more of that.
Oh, we know how I feel about a cola.
No,
cola
this,
lemon.
This is better than cola lemon.
Here we go.
Oh, hello. That is something else.
That is summer at the pub.
That is so nice. The lime is still in my mouth right now. It's not gone away. And it still had that lovely, sweet Coca-Cola flavor. No, I genuinely am behaving myself.
Wow, this is lovely.
That is next level. Oh, wow.
Yeah, so...
That is a full-on 6 point, I've got an erection.
Yeah.
He didn't know how to handle it. Neither did my wife. Oh!
Yeah.
Da-da-da-da-da-da.
Yeah, six point. She doesn't know how to handle you.
That is glorious.
Oh, this is absolutely wonderful. Sorry, I'm not giving really anyone's descriptions. This.
Well, it's that lime flavour. It stays for so long and it doesn't taste artificial.
No, it tastes like there is a slice of lime in a Coke. Yeah. Now, if you've ever had a slice of lime in a Coke, you know what this tastes like.
Slice of lime in one of those glass bottles of Coke.
Yeah.
And that is a real thing. I don't care what anyone says. Glass bottle Coke, for some reason... tastes the nicest.
Because like when you go to a pub and you have a really nice, really hot day and you get a nice glass with ice of Coke and they put a lime or a lemon in it.
The lime and the coconut.
That just takes the edge off the Coke, particularly for drinking it through the fruit like I tend to do.
Yeah.
That's doing it here too.
I am absolutely in awe with Coca-Cola on that one. After the disgusting, and I'm sorry, Eli, it was fucking disgusting. The orange creme cola. That.
Oh, did he like it?
They love it.
Are they fucking nuts?
That pisses all over it.
Oh, this is.
That is phenomenal.
This is there with the lemon. Maybe even a touch better.
I'm saying it's better than lemon. I'm
pretty sure I gave the lemon a 6.
I think you did, but I think this is a higher 6 than that 6.
Mm.
It's a 6 on another level.
Yeah. This possibly could be the first... Oh, I'm going to use a Gen Z term.
Oh, no.
Goated.
Oh, it's the goat.
This is the first ever variety show goated beverage.
6 point, the goat.
Full-fat cola with lime.
And I'm loving that full-fat Coke is getting some love finally.
Mm.
Or isn't Pingu cute? Why would they ban this episode? Find out now.
Okay, Rob, what do you know of Pingu?
Map, map.
Map, map. He is a penguin.
Yeah,
I
used to watch it, used to like it.
I don't know if he's considered claymation? Is it an Aardman thing? I actually don't know. I should have done some research.
It might be Aardman.
Those of the 90s and early 2000s will know Pingu. He's CGI now.
And he's in Elf.
Just like Postman Pat and everything. What?
Well, they take the piss out of it now,
yes,
don't they?
Yes, you're right. Okay, yeah, I get what you mean now. So, yeah, it's a very traditional claymation animation. Episodes were about 5 minutes long, kids' TV.
Yep.
This is a banned episode.
Banned episode of Pingu. I'd love banned to know what happens in a banned of Pingu. Episode of Pingu.
So this is an episode called Pingu's Dream. And we're going to watch all 5 minutes of it, and we're going to talk as we go. I'm still not sure it deserved to be banned. I think maybe people were a little bit too... Well, I don't know. I'll let you make your own mind up.
Yeah. So I'm just trying to see who made Pingu while we were talking about
it. Oh, no, that's fine. Go for it. I'm intrigued to know. I'm not sure if it was Aardman.
No, I don't think it is. I'm just looking. I'll go to Wikipedia because he didn't actually tell me. It's co-created by Otmar Gutman and Erica.
Yeah, so it was
Ugerman.
Yeah, so it's
yeah,
an Eastern European. I think then that would be
something
sort of
else.
Okay. Well, anyway, we've got the 5 minute episode here. It's going to come through, and you're going to listen to it, and we'll describe it as it goes.
The whole thing.
So, Pingu's in bed having a wank, and
his granddad's watching.
His mum is reading him a story in bed. And of course, for those of you that know Pingu, was basically him speaking.
Yeah. This is the mum speaking at the moment.
It's a bit concerning that actually when you watch Pingu, their beaks are acting like lips. I've never seen a penguin's beak do this.
I think it's an interesting bed placement. Tiny little bed.
They live
single,
live in an igloo.
Yeah, I know, but it's not even up against this.
Like... But it can't be up against the wall, can it? Is everything
no,
in the igloo meant to be in the middle?
No, this is diagonal into the room.
With a snowman with a chamber pot on its head.
The whole igloo just jumped and spun.
So we can assume that he's now asleep. Well, he is asleep. And his igloo is jumping up and down.
Jumping up and down, okay. All right. He's snoring away. Oh, he's woken up.
And I'll just...
Okay, it's now floating up and it's kind of now levitating. Now it's come down again.
And he is shit scared.
He's pretty scared. Well, I would be too.
Yeah, and
there's no entrance to his igloo, by the way.
No, there isn't, is there?
And he lives in it on his own.
Oh, yeah, he obviously lives in his igloo on his own. And
it's just flown off.
His igloo has now flown off in...
It looks like a tot sweet, one of those tot sweets.
Or a marshmallow.
Oh, well, now the bed's grown legs, really long legs. Oh, now it's got really long.
I'm afraid to say this really reminds me of a trip on shrooms.
It's now walking by stretching itself longer and shorter.
And now it's trying to...
I don't see a reason for it to be banned yet.
Not yet, you haven't. I know what's coming up.
All right. The bed's trying to... It's like the bed's trying to shake him off.
So okay. In current terms, this would probably get banned because kids will probably try and do this on a bed and end up breaking their neck.
The bed's now acting like a long-legged horse.
Yeah.
Walking around and bouncing around.
And Piggy's just accepted it.
Yeah. What's his pillow?
Did he have a pillow?
I thought he had a pillow and a duvet.
Oh, possibly.
Yeah, so it's kind of just bending, it's contorting itself, walking around again. He's liking it now, look. Yeah, he loves it.
He loves it.
Yeah, he loved that bed but moving around.
He doesn't know what's coming, though, Rob. What the fuck is this?
Oh, it's a very large seal.
It's a giant seal.
Oh, seals eat penguins?
Yeah, they do.
No. The seal's good. It's a very ugly sea lion.
It's a really demented looking sea lion.
It's walrus-esque. Got a big old moustache.
Oh, maybe it is a walrus. Whatever it is, it's really demented.
It doesn't
looking.
Have the tusks of a walrus, but it kind of looks like one.
And Pingu still loving his vibrating bed.
I mean, this is a giant compared to Pingu.
And can you hear that noise it's making?
Yeah. And it's a bit freaky looking.
Oh, it's very freaky looking.
If anyone's seen that walrus film where the guy gets turned into a walrus, he kind of looks like that.
Oh, God, yes.
Mm.
Oh, I hadn't even thought about that.
I've never seen the whole thing. I've only seen the end. Oh, my God.
It's got teeth. It's got human teeth, ladies and gentlemen.
It's got a human mouth. It's laughing at him.
Nonce watch.
Yeah, big time.
Seal watch.
Oh, it's captured him in the igloo. Now it's laughing.
It's literally the most horrendous looking seal. And it's basically now abusing Pingu.
He's poking at him. Laughing its head off. Oh, its nose moves around.
Yeah. Him,
stretching Pingu around.
He's given, dare I say, he's given Pingu a tug.
Yeah. He's like lifting his head in the air and laughing. I mean, this is giant. It just hit his bed. How many sets of teeth has it got?
Two sets of teeth in it. So, yeah, it had two sets of teeth.
Yeah, it does have two sets of teeth. It's got outer teeth and inner teeth.
Very alien.
Pingu is now running for his life.
And he's fallen off a cliff. Oh, and he's fallen out of bed.
Fallen out of bed.
It was all a dream.
Or was it?
Oh, poor Pingu.
Poor Pingu. You know how they should have ended
that? That's literally the end of it.
They should have ended that by it not being a dream and it just lifts up and then he eats them both.
That would have been absolutely phenomenal.
That was a bit fucked up. I don't know if it's bannable, but it's certainly messed up.
I've got to say, I've seen it several times. It crops up here, there, and everywhere. And I still, in my mind of minds, cannot determine whether that should have really been banned or not. It's not that bad.
It's not bannable. It's not Quaker's Oats level, is it?
It's not. But let's put it this way. How would T feel about it watching that?
He wouldn't like the seal.
Exactly. And my tea wouldn't. He would probably run and come and cuddle into me. I don't like that, Daddy.
Yeah.
So actually, for a show that's aimed at 3 and 4 year olds,
yeah,
maybe it should have been banned. But yeah, if you haven't watched it, it's on YouTube. Just go out and look up Pingu's Dream and just fast forward until the seal turns up. And it gets really fucked up. Now, people that made that show, what were they on?
It was a really fucked up looking seal. And it was giant compared to Pingu too.
Yeah, giant compared to him. The multiple rows of teeth. What the fuck is going on with that?
Yeah, that's odd.
It's really fucking bizarre. Anyway, I haven't only shown you. So now we've got your response. I'm going to show two potentially what we would call normal people.
The two normal people.
Yeah, the chipmunk and the mini monk. And they're going to give you their feedback now.
Oh, chipmunks, here, little chipmunks. Come to Daddy Valentino. For fuck's sake, come here now, you little shits.
Even I got scared from that. It was a bit scary, but I'm wondering whether a 3-year-old would feel that it was scary. Because don't forget, we've watched Disney things recently, and it scares us now. But as a 3-year-old, would it just go over their heads?
That is a true point, but I agree, because it had more teeth, and then it changed, and it had a different amount of teeth.
Yeah, but that's just a design fault.
Yeah, but still.
Fair.
I think it should be banned, because that's just terrifying. It looked like a human.
Can I just say, more terrifying than in The Lion King when Simba's dad dies?
Yeah.
Really?
Don't get me started on Zuko.
Yeah, exactly. Let's not talk about everything that scares us.
But yeah, I think it should be banned.
And I disagree. I don't think it should be banned. I don't think it was that scary.
Well, I'm never sleeping ever again. Fuck you, Pingu. Let's get on with the quiz.
Okay, I've given a lot of time to this. It's another quiz.
Yay.
It's a quiz that Rob won't do very well at.
I really...
And we love these quizzes.
I love how the quiz stuff started back when you, me, and Dan did the
Three Dads One podcast.
And I would call you guys up on that app. What was the app we were using?
I can't remember the name of the app, but you used to do the BuzzFeed quizzes to us.
Yeah, I'd call you up randomly and go, Buzz Quiz time. We'd do a Buzz Quiz randomly, other things, just upload it.
We need to do those again. They were good fun. You need to bring that back. But this is another quiz that's developed from it. Now,
yeah.
For those of you that like 90s and possibly early 2000s, I didn't really check this, music, we have 10 songs.
Right.
But there's well-known sections of these songs are what you're going to hear. Backwards.
Okay.
And you've got to tell me what the song is. So you're going to hear it twice, right. And I will not be repeating it. So once you've heard it twice, that is it.
Okay. We've got strong rules in place.
There are 10 songs, and they are really ranging. Really ranging.
I'm going to use the back of my phone to lean on.
If you get stuck, I'm willing to give you the artist, but I've also written some clues for some of them.
Oh, so I need artist and song.
No. I will let you just do the song. If you know the artist, brilliant, but I will let you just say the name of the song.
Okay. But that doesn't, you don't get a point.
But I will give you clues if you request them.
Okay.
You happy with that?
I'm happy with that.
Right. I get to press this button and hope that it's not going to deafen us.
Ready, Rob? Then here's track one, Baby.
I wonder how many people have got it already.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, I thought you might. So we will let it play one more time.
And again for you.
It's easy, isn't it, when you realise?
It's the end bit, which technically the beginning, that sold it. I recognised it. I recognised it absolutely, but I could not place what it was.
Okay, well,
until they both started speaking, which exactly. Is actually the beginning
and that's
of the
song. That's the bit that's instantly recognisable, and that's why I've tried to make this a little bit easier. I could have just chosen random parts.
I wouldn't have got
it
without that.
You would have. The first time I did it, I fucked up. As I do. And even in reverse, ooh, ooh, sounds the exactly the same.
It's your good, ooh, ooh.
So what was the song, Rob?
That's Aqua's Barbie Girl.
It is. Ding, 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 ding. Point for Rob. This is a hard one. I'm not going to lie. Is a hard one, song two.
That's what she said. I know it.
Oh, do you?
And again for you.
Right, now I recognise it, but if it's this one, I'm going to be lucky.
Would you like a couple of clues before you lock yourself in?
Well, just know that I have something written down in case I get it right even after these, but yeah, go on.
Okay, the first clue I was going to give is just Canada.
Yep.
And the second one is a play on the song name, Female Dog.
Oh, okay, it's not the song I thought then.
Oh, well, what did you think it was?
Oh, it's a zombie.
No, I see where you're going with that.
Yeah.
Canada should have linked you hard.
Bitch is a female dog.
Meredith Brooks. Mm. Bitch.
Yeah, okay.
I'm a lover, I'm a blah, blah, blah. I'm a bitch. Brilliant song. That's the main lyrics. I'm a bitch, I'm a blah, 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 I'm a blah.
I think I wasn't far off with Zombie. I think that sounded very similar.
It sounds like the Bloody Sims.
Yeah, that did sound a bit simlish.
They all sound similar.
Oh, what a shame. I didn't get that one.
Doesn't matter. This one I'm pretty sure you're going to get.
Okay. Number three.
He's gone straight to right down.
And again for you.
Feeder.
It's not Feeder. Earlier than Feeder. Clue is linked to the Foo Fighters.
Nirvana, then.
And the album was, I believe, Nevermind.
Okay, so I'm not sure which Nirvana song it is.
Think of the biggest one that almost everyone knows.
Oh, it's Teen Spirit, whatever it's called.
Smells Like Teen Spirit.
No, that's what that one was.
That was that
one. It did
one.
Sound like the Feeder song, though. Again, it's...
Which Feeder song?
The classic one everyone knows from Gran Turismo. That fucking one.
Oh, okay,
one.
Yeah. That okay. We just don't know the name of. Yeah. Moving on. Let's see if you get this classic 90s song.
Number four. Oh,
ride me on in my wheelie. What a heavy M.
Now, if anything, I think it's the drum is going to give it to you on this one.
And again, ooh, for you.
Well, I think it's... Oh, wait to get to the end.
So you can hear the dodgy bit.
Well, I think it's Oasis. No.
It is Oasis.
Now, fuck, can I remember what the song's called?
Oh. Can you remember any of the lyrics?
Now, because it's fucked with my head, because it was doing it backwards.
I'm actually loving this quiz style, by the way. This is coming back with more songs.
Oh, it's not Wonderwall. I don't think it's
Wonderwall. It's not Wonderwall.
Give me your clues. It might come to me when you say the clues. Everyone's going to be screaming. Simon's going to be going fucking nuts.
So you've got the band, and the clue for the band was a drink in the shops. Right, Oasis. Okay, okay, the opposite of this song would be Die Now. you're there. You're going to play with the clue there. So the opposite of this would be to die now.
Live later.
Live
forever.
There we go. Live forever.
Okay.
I'll give you half a point there because you got the band.
Yeah, I knew the song. I didn't know. I didn't actually know.
No, fair enough. I don't even think I'm going to point this at you. I think it's quite. Well,
I think we knew I got it. I'm going to take a tick.
Fair enough. Okay, another really, really big band now. And I think this one, again, even though it's in reverse, there's some key points that make it recognizable.
Okay. Number five.
I said too much. Haven't said enough. That's me in the corner. Losing my religion. It's that song.
And again for you.
So if His you were voice. Trying to guess that one. It is his voice.
So it's R.E.M., isn't it? It's going on, isn't it?
Yeah, I know. I put a bit too much, too long on that one.
That's R.E.M., right?
R.E.M., yeah. Losing My Religion, great song. Weirdly, sounds very similar backwards to it forwards.
Yeah, are we going to, like, summon the devil at some point?
Oh, I didn't think that.
Sorry, I didn't do that in the mic. We're going to summon the devil.
That would be very cool. Ready for the next one?
Aye, aye.
So you are 1, 2, 3, 4.
Six now.
You're on to the sixth now.
Number six.
I recognize it!
Rob Space right now.
And again,
I fucking recognize
you.
It.
Well, you've got it one more time.
That doesn't help. I've taken my headphones off because it doesn't help. Fuck, I'm going to kill myself. Kick myself. That was a word spasm. I'm just going to talk over it. I'd like you to give me the clues.
I'm trying to work out what the clue was she was now.
We're on number six.
No. It's just they're really shit. I don't even know why I've written it. What on earth did I choose that? Oh.
I know the song. I don't. Yeah.
Would
so I'm a freak. I'm a weirdo.
It's not freak,
whatever their words is. Yeah. Now is it because you like Puddle Pity Party, whatever his
Puddle's
name is.
Puddle's Pity Party.
Now so it's not him singing.
No. This is Radiohead.
Radiohead. Yeah.
And you were very close. I'll give
freak,
it to you.
Whatever it's called.
Creep.
Oh, creep. That's it. Not freak. Sorry, everyone. Creep. Yeah. I think I got it.
No, that's. I'll let you have that. You know, yeah. You were singing and well, humming. Mumbling something along to it.
I knew it.
Okay, next one, a bit of dance.
Oh, no, what were the clues?
Well, for the song, it was Nonce Watch.
I would have got it.
Oh, and of course, right, yeah, okay. And for the band, I put TV Foot as the opposite.
Oh,
so
yeah, okay.
Opposite radio, TV was radio, foot, head, blah, blah, blah. Right, okay, bit of dance now.
Number 7.
No.
I think there's an inkling going on.
Yeah.
There is.
Diddling.
Diddling. It's not the Mission Impossible theme.
Dun dun dun. Dun dun. Dun 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 dun.
And again for
dun,
you.
Dun, dun.
He's got it!
Dun, dun, dun. Dun, dun. Yeah, but I don't actually know what that song's called.
Oh, well, fair enough. I'm not going to spoil it. Let the listeners listen.
I like that. Dun, dun, dun.
Very Countdown. Yeah, some of these I did make a bit too long. Oops. I know there's a couple that are pretty short, though, at the end, so it's fine. It makes up for it.
Okay, well, I know what the song is. I just don't not actually know the name.
So it's by Robert Miles, and the song is called Children, and it is one of the best fucking EDM, whatever you want to call it, tracks. It's just fucking brilliant.
Dun, dun, dun.
Three songs to go, and a big change up yet again.
Number 8.
He's got a grin on his face, which possibly means he's a little bit ashamed.
And again for you.
I don't know what it is.
That he got it bang on.
I don't know what it is. Had a little love, now I'm back for more. Gonna make love to you, baby.
I'd have to put a Spicy Girls in for
Spicy
you.
Spicy Girls.
But what's the song?
I fuck knows what the song's called, but I know what it is. Is it Back for More or something like that? Fuck knows.
I've just got here. It's a sexy song we talked about being inappropriate in the 90s. Mm. It's Two Become One.
Two Become One, of course it is.
Okay, two songs to go. Over to you, Valentino.
Number 9.
Yeah, werewolf, I'll fear my ass sealer gone.
I know it is.
And again for you.
Yeah, werewolf, I'll fear my ass sealer gone.
Guten lieben glatten
Globen.
Give it to me, baby. It's pretty fly for a white guy.
It is pretty fly. The only clue I put was Weird Al did a version.
Yeah.
Pretty fly for a rabbi. The band?
Oh, fuck what they called.
The Offspring.
The Offspring, that's it. That was so recognizable. You could put that backwards in an alien language,
but that's
still know.
But that's
what
that why
is.
I chose kind of choruses and main parts yeah. because you have to make it somewhat identifiable.
That was instant. Yeah.
But it's also very fucking
funny. That's really funny. That's great backwards.
Okay, final song. Will you get it?
And
he's got it!
Got it.
And again for you.
I can hear her voice through it. It's so funny.
And you're done, Rob. Boom. Let's see how you
I
did.
I want you in my room.
It is.
The nice Venga Boys.
The Venga Boys with boom, 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 boom.
Yeah, and their other great hit, The Venga Bus, is another one. The Venga Bus is coming.
We've ruined that. That's going to be next one.
Yeah, number 10 on all these always has to be The Venga Boys.
That would be very funny.
This was a brilliant quiz.
There's a few I
didn't actually get the name of, but I knew them. So only two I did genuinely got completely wrong. Yeah, 10 there.
But I think that was really... Oh,
I love that. That was so much fun.
It was just a bit stupid. But there's one. The chipmunk is going to work on the next quiz for us.
Oh, so we can both have fun.
Hopefully, if I can get someone to help her, because there's quite a bit of work to do with it. And it's... Have you ever watched Richard Osman's House of Games?
No.
It's a BBC quiz show. It's really good fun. And it's just... There's like random games in each episode. And one of the ones that they really infrequently do, it's the best one. They play the intro of a song and then they stop like two bars in and then you've got to count and say and press the button when you think the song lyrics start.
Oh, that's cool.
So yeah, so if you identify the song in the first few bars, you're like, brilliant. And then you're like, but when do the lyrics come in? So what we'll do is we'll have a stopwatch each and then we'll have to know what the song was and then when did the lyrics start. Hopefully the chipmunk can work it all out and we can do that. Mm-hmm. So that's hopefully coming soon. If not, we'll just have another reverse music quiz.
Yep, cool.
Which was also good.
Thank God for that. It's the end of show and you know it. I'm feeling fine, blah, blah, blah. Go for it, you two.
Right, ladies and gents, that is it for another variety show. It's a bit of an odd episode, this one. We've had a little bit of a mix. We've had a bit of a failure on a taste test. We've had a really good quiz and random app help, which went on for way too long. And who knows, it might have actually been popular.
We had the best ever drink in the taste test.
And we did indeed have the best drink in taste test as well. Let's not forget Coca-Cola Lime. Feel free to sponsor us. If you enjoyed the show, head over to channel84.co.uk, where you can find all our social media channels. Just head over to channel84.co.uk, click on Talk to Us, click on The Variety Show, and all our details are there. If you would like to speak to Rob or I at the same time, you can send a message to hosts@thevarietyshow.co.uk, or equally you can send it to podcasts@channel84.co.uk. That address still works. We're just making it a little bit more unified when it comes to the show. All our social media, as I say, is on that Talk to Us page. More information about the channel is also on that webpage. But once you're there, you will be able to find out more about Studio Channel 84 and the support indie podcast network that we are. And that includes shows like Lightly Used with Adam and Karen, Who Takes the Socks Off with Simon and Ross, Super A to Z with James, and also The Land Before Prime, which is everyone doing film reviews. And of course, I'm not going to forget it because it is our absolute favorite show to do alongside The Variety Show, the Untitled Sci-Fi Show with Rob and I, where we just about barely talk about sci-fi and make sure we fit in anything else that we can.
Yes, and Eagle Eye listeners will notice the new addition to that list.
Yes, Super A to Z has been added recently. Welcome, James, to the network. We are very pleased to have you with us. If you have fond memories of the Super Nintendo, then his podcast is for you. He will be going through alphabetically the games on the Super SNES. And right now he's up to about episode 5 has been released at this point. Go and listen to him, subscribe, follow him on social media, and as we say, don't follow them in the streets. Rob, you have been brilliant as always. Thank you very much. We will see you in a couple of weeks.
Love you. Bye-bye.
Love you too. Bye.
This was a Studio Channel 84 network show. To find more, head over to channel84.co.uk now.